Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. I'm now a member of two unions. Not only am I a member of Equity, as you know, I'm now a member of the Free Speech Union. So that means that I can say whatever I want on this podcast without fear of being arrested. And do you know what I'm going to start with? I'm going to start with the fact that we have two-tier policing in this country. And I'm saying that because there was a leaked document that suggested that anybody thinks that we have two-tier policing in this country is a right-wing extremist. Well, I can tell you now, I'm not. But I do believe there's some evidence of two-tier policing going on. Let's go with an example, shall we? Hugh Edwards, there's an example. Because he's what? A white middle-class man working for the BBC, or at least he used to work for the BBC. He doesn't get a custodial sentence. And then you've got, now what's that lady's name? Cameron someone. Gosh, can't remember her name now. Cameron someone. She's what, 20, very early 20s and working class. And she went to prison because she live streamed the aftermath of one of the riots. Not even the riots. It was just police clearing up. And she live streamed on TikTok, I think it was. And she made reference to people being tramps. And she went to prison for that. Now, if that's not two-tier policing, I don't know what is. Maybe I'm being dumb and I'm misunderstanding this. But to me, it's an example of two-tier policing. White, middle-aged man versus very young, working class, less educated woman. One goes to prison, one's a paedophile and doesn't. I suppose technically it's two-tier justice rather than two-tier policing, but let's not let the facts get in the way of a good podcast. But yeah, so riddle me that, as they say. Anyway, oh, I'm feeling very feisty today, very feisty. Probably because I've been to see Brutalist and I need to let out some energy because, oh my God, it was nearly 4 hours long, that movie. It had an intermission in it. I'm trying to think, the last movie I saw with an intermission probably was Born on the 4th of July. So that was a very long time ago. And yeah, it was well needed, I have to say. You know, woman of a certain age, the old bladder doesn't hold up as well. So I was sitting there thinking, how am I going to cope in a 4 hour movie? And I actually was not drinking my drink. I was waiting until a certain point. Then the intermission, and it's like, oh, that's fine. Why didn't they tell me up front that I was going to get an intermission? So anyway, the movie, I just thought it was dire, but probably because I was all stressed about how I was going to get through a 4 hour movie. I don't know why I go and see these. Everything at my cinema, everything is a drama. There's no comedy. There's no laughter around. Makes doing a comedy podcast very difficult. But there you are. I have actually had an email from somebody who's asked if I will have them on my podcast because they've written a book about stress in the creative industry, I think. So I'm thinking about it because, you know, at least that would keep me a bit relevant, wouldn't it, while I'm going through this comedy dry patch, both internally and externally, it would appear. As I say, there's not one comedy on at the cinema, which is ridiculous. We need a laugh now more than ever. Anyway, it's good to see that Rachel Reeves is listening to my podcast and took on board what I said about being a bit more upbeat. And she's given a speech since then, well, being a bit more upbeat. I would like to know, I'm getting very political today, aren't I? I would like to know how they are going to square off opening another runway with their green agenda. But anyway, no doubt it means a lot more expensive bills for us. Do you know, Diet Coke, bottle of Diet Coke, it's gone up 15p. It's now 185 in Tesco's. Much love and gratitude.